Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, salamun alaikum, so welcome. Today we have another interesting story on Lantern, this program. So we go for this story. Why women cry? That's a question and the title of today's story. A little boy asked his mother, "Why are you crying?" "Because I need to," she said. "I don't understand," he said. His mother just hugged him and said, "Perhaps you don't. Perhaps you never will." Later, the little boy asked his father, "Why does mother seem to cry for no reason?" "All women cry for no reason," his dad answered carelessly. The little boy, still wondering why women cry, finally asked the old wise sheikh, an experienced and very learned teacher. "He surely knows the answer," he thought. "Ya Sheikh, why do women cry so easily?" The Sheikh answered, "When Allah made the women, she had to be special. He made her shoulders strong enough to carry the weight of the world, yet gentle enough to give comfort. He gave an inner strength to endure both childbirth and rejection that many times comes from her children. He gave her a toughness that allows her to keep going when everyone else gives up and take care of her family through sickness and fatigue without complaining. He gave her sensitivity to love her children under any and all circumstances, even when her child hurts her badly. He gave her strength to carry her husband through his faults and fashioned her from his rib to protect his heart. He gave her wisdom to know that a good husband never hurts his wife, but sometimes tests her strength and her resolve to stand beside him unfalteringly. And lastly, he gave her a tear. This is hers and only hers exclusively to use whenever she needs it. She needs no reason, no explanation. It is hers. You see, my son? The beauty of a woman is not in the clothes she wears, the beauty of her face or the way she combs her hair. The beauty of a woman is her devotion to Allah, her piousness, her righteousness, and that can sometimes be seen in her actions and, of course, her eyes, because that is the doorway to her heart, the place where love resides.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRB English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to different religious stories and then try to talk about some of the themes and moral lessons of these stories in order for us as Muslims to take lessons and learn things from them and make use of them in our daily lives. Well, the beautiful story we just listened to is about the status of women, how they are elegantly created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the way they should be treated in accordance to our religion. Today, our subject of talk is going to revolve around women and their status in Islam. At the time when the rest of the world, from Greece to Rome to India and China, considered women as no better than children or even slaves, with no rights whatsoever, Islam acknowledged women's equality with men in a great many respects. In the Islamic society, the woman has an honored position and, beside her legal and civil rights, enjoys special respect, love, affection, and the gentle feelings which she deserves most. In the Islamic society, the woman has an honored position and, besides her legal and civil rights, enjoins special respect, love, affection, and the gentle feelings which she deserves most. The Holy Book of Quran states, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم المودة والرحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون. And amongst his signs is this, that he created mates for you from yourselves, that you may find rest and peace of mind in them. And he ordained between you love and mercy. Certainly, herein indeed are signs for people who reflect. Surah Ar-Rum, verse number 21. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said, the most perfect in faith amongst believers is he who is best in manners and kindness to his wife. This verse and the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam were said at a time when no one respected women and the ignorant people perceived women as inferior to men. Muslims believe that Adam and Eve were created from the same soul. Both were equally guilty of their sin and fall from grace, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave them. Many women in Islam have had high status. Consider the fact that the first person to convert to Islam was Khadija, the wife of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, whom he both loved and respected. His favorite wife after Khadija's death. Consider the fact that the first person to convert to Islam was Khadija, the wife of Prophet Muhammad, whom he both loved and respected. Many of the female companions accomplished great deeds and achieved fame, and throughout Islamic history there have been famous and influential scholars and jurists. We might also mention that while many in the West criticize Islam with regard to the treatment of women, in fact, a number of Muslim countries have had women rulers and presidents, to name few, Turkey, Bangladesh, and Pakistan, and this shows the great respect that the religion of Islam sets for women. Okay, for now, let's just go and have a short break, and we will be back soon.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Welcome back, dear audience. You are listening to Lantern from IRIB English Radio, and we are talking about the high status of women in the religion of Islam. With regard to education, both women and men have the same rights and obligations. This is clear in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his saying that says, seeking knowledge is mandatory for every believer. You know, this implies men and women. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam concentrated on the education of women just as men. A woman is to be treated as God has endowed her with rights, such as to be treated as an individual with the right to own and dispose of her own property and earnings, enter into contracts, even after marriage. She has the right to be educated and to work outside of the home if she chooses so. She has the right to inherit from her father, mother, and husband. Okay, dear listeners, it seems that our time for this episode of Lantern has come to its end. And really, I have enjoyed this beautiful talk. And I wish you have enjoyed it too. And until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.